Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Ringtime. My name is Russell Witham, coming to you live from Rochester Hills, Michigan, a stone's throw away from Pontiac home, WrestleMania 3, and in the shadow of Detroit Rock City, home of WrestleMania 23, folks, air pack, and back in the greatness. It's been really surreal over the last 6 weeks, roughly, with just all the crappy stuff that's happened in wrestling. But there have been, you know, a couple of good things, and I'm going to
intentionally go through all the bad stuff first, and then, you know, end on a positive note. So first of all was the death of Dusty Rhodes, and to me, this was huge. He was really, I think, the first or one of the first to understand that a promo can be so much more than, you know, I'm the good guy, you're the bad guy, I'm going to beat you up, and, you know, that. He told a story within the promo. He made you believe, he made you care, he got you into the building. That's huge. I mean, if you're not able to get people into the building, as they say, they have no use for you. They want people that can draw the most money, and Dusty did that. He just had that much charisma to him. I tell you, you listen to the Hard Times promo that he cut against Ric Flair 30 years ago, it's still, A, it still holds up, and B, I mean, that was absolutely epic. I mean, it was just amazing. So go on YouTube, Google it, do whatever you gotta do, but that was just absolutely, Buddy Lando, and Buddy was a bit of what could have been, unfortunately. And, you know, to me, this is something that is just like that. It's really sad. What happened was that he was embroiled in a feud, if you will, with Buddy Rogers, the original Nature Boy. And he wanted storyline, he wanted to be the only Nature Boy. So he concocted this idea of like, okay, well, let's have a match between me and Buddy Rogers, and then I'm going to go up against Ric Flair, and basically I'm going to take sole ownership of that, you know, of that name. But the promoters basically nixed that idea. They said, no, this guy is their age. I mean, he was Buddy Rogers, 70 at the time. I mean, my gosh. He only lived to, I think it was like 75. So he was towards the end of his life. So then they said, okay, fine. Let's just do a match between Lando and Flair and we'll call it Bell, the Nature Boys, and you know, it will work. Ric Flair won that match. Basically, years later, he, in various interviews, he has credited Buddy Rogers as the original Nature Boy. So he basically, by proxy, gave back that title for a number of years, and this was a great bit of symmetry where King Booker, or Booker T now, was embroiled in a feud with Jerry the King Lawler, and he wanted to be known as the King. I mean, he won King of the Ring, but he wanted just to be the King of Wrestling. That's it, period. So he got Jerry to relinquish at least the crown, and then he went up against Triple H to unify all the crowns. It's kind of Game of Thrones-ish, if you think about it. But, yeah, it was so weird. And so Hunter wins that match, and then he gives Jerry back his crown. You know, it's like, okay, no, yeah, you're the... And so it was just a really nice bit of symmetry between Ric Flair and Triple H. I thought that was just amazing. The other death that was just hit me hard, really hard, was the other day with Rowdy Roddy Piper. He was one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. He had, you know, again, that swagger, that charisma. You know, I call him the Clown Prince of Wrestling because, I mean, he has that boyish, you know, smile. He loved to have fun. He could get, you know, really heated if he wanted to. But by and large, I mean, he just loved to, you know, to have fun. And, yeah, it was just absolutely amazing. But the other night, I was in my living room, and my wife and I were just, you know, carrying on, you know, talking, whatever. We were watching stuff. I turned on my phone, and the very first thing that I saw on my phone was from WWE that Piper had passed away. And I thought to myself, is this some sort of a sick joke? I mean, good one, Roddy. You got us again, you know? No, it wasn't a joke. Wikipedia, Bleacher Report, CNN, I mean, pretty much every major news outlet ran, ESPN, for Pete's sake, ran with the story. It was real, and I'm kind of sad because, I mean, obviously, you know, I don't think anybody likes to see, you know, anybody new or that they had a liking to, I was supposed to interview him, or I was trying to get an interview with him for years, since the beginning of this show. And never got the opportunity. I mean, I went through, you know, a mutual friend, you know, because I thought, okay, well, he's got the contact information. And I just, you know, I kind of wussed out thinking, oh, I got plenty of time. Went through WWE, I thought, okay, well, if I can talk to them or if I can send a request to interview their talent, maybe I can, you know, get Piper's information, you know, that way, talk to them that way. I never heard back from WWE. And that's besides the point. I was just really upset because I was like, oh my gosh, I've got a legitimate show, you know, and I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to make this thing work. You know, it was just, again, so surreal. And what happened was that, again, you know, I thought, okay, well, even if I can't get through with WWE, I've got plenty of time. I got plenty of time. And one thing led to, you know, another. I haven't been on air for, gosh, almost a year, but, you know, I you know, when I decided, you know what, I really gotta just go back and just do this thing because I love the show and you know, I love the show. I thought, okay, I'm gonna really hit hard. I'm going to really see if I can get that interview. And unfortunately, that won't happen. And lesson learned, you know, don't put off what you can do today. You know, got seemingly years to live, but you know what? It's like my dad says, we all gotta go at some point. And don't put off what you are physically able to do at that moment, okay? So, yeah, that was a bummer. I mean, that was a huge bummer to me. Before that, moving along, before that was another bummer for me as a fan, and that was Hulk Hogan being fired, legitimately fired from WWE over racist remarks that he made during that infamous sex tape several years ago. Basically, the crux of it was that, you know, he said that he didn't want Brooke, his daughter, to either date or marry a black man. And but he did use the N-word. If you don't know what the N-word is, oh my gosh, we got to talk. But anyways, he used that term. And then he left WWE, went to TNA, and then when he got called back up last year by WWE to host WrestleMania 30, it was this electric moment, a magic moment that, you know, Stone Cold, it was Rock, and awesome. It was just absolutely amazing. And I never thought anything of it. I thought, oh, okay. And yeah, I knew there's a sex tape out there. I had no interest in seeing it. I still don't have any interest in seeing it. I didn't realize that he used that type of language, you know, in the first place. But I also thought, gosh, well, you know, he was just on this huge high, and it just kind of just crashed, and it's just that. You know, the thing that, and the cynical side of me says that they, meaning WWE, brought Hogan in primarily to sell people on the WWE network. It was just starting around WrestleMania after Royal Rumble, and they needed a jump start to get people excited, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the most awesome thing in the world, and I love the network. Yeah, it was just so weird because he came back in, he did his thing, he got people to think, oh, maybe this is something we can invest in. Okay, cool. I think that when The Undertaker came back at Battleground, I think WWE, again, they didn't know, I don't think they knew of the language that Hogan used, but they were like, well, this is our new marketing ploy. Like, oh, look here, we've got The Undertaker, he came back after a year and a half off, and you know, or going after Brock Lesnar, I should say, after, you know, a year and a half, he did, of course, wrestle this past WrestleMania. But yeah, they were like, oh, well, there's our new marketing ploy. And so they thought, why do we need Hogan? He was going to get, I don't say he was going to get fired anyway, but, I mean, he was probably going to get fired anyway, you know. Hogan, to me, is another person that I honestly want to interview. Because, again, the fan side of me would just be a total geek. The whole interview, I'd be a total geek, you know. But yeah, I'm telling you, when people, you know, and it's anybody from any walk of life, when they do something, you know, wrong or criminal or just in poor taste, the two phrases that I hear most often are, gosh, you think you know a person, and two, it really makes you think. Well, let me go through the first one first. You really think you know a person? No, you don't. Okay, you don't know them. Maybe you are neighbors. Maybe you are honestly friends with, you know, a wrestler, and that's cool. That's way cool. But even if you are a friend, even if you are a neighbor to, you know, that wrestler, pick a wrestler, you still aren't with them. Like, know what their life is like. You don't know their mindset. You can't crawl inside their brain and oh, this is what they're thinking. You can't. You know, the example that people use, you know, have used, is Chris Benoit. Everybody thought, oh, you know, he was so intense and all that, and then he just snapped and killed his wife, killed his kid, killed himself. It's tragic. Very tragic. I'm not accusing him of, you know, what they accuse him of, which is, you know, using steroids. I think that's a bit of a cop-out. I think that my working theory is it was brain trauma. You know, I'm sorry. I don't care how you fall, you know, it's like, those mats are hard. It's not a trampoline, folks, okay? They have the canvas, and then, you know, they've got, you know, metal underneath that and wood underneath that. I mean, it's hard, okay? So I don't care how you fall. I don't care how you bump, as they say. It still hurts, and it still is going to cause damage, you know? So I have to tell you that my working theory is that he got in the head too many times. And again, they honestly do try to protect each other. But injuries still do happen. It was just one of those things that, you know, it's just like, okay, this is just bad. So, again, you know, you think you know a person. No, you don't, you know. You just don't. And it really makes you think, well, think about what? Think about life? Well, yeah, I mean, people say stuff, you know, and, you know, people say stuff. I'm no saint when it comes to this, but, you know, it's like, you know, you think something sounds good in your head, and then you say it, and it's like, ooh, that played out better in my head, you know. And, again, I'm not excusing
what Hulk Hogan did. I'm not excusing what he did. That was just absolutely just disgusting. But, you know, it broke my heart because, growing up, I mean, I think a whole lot of us were Hogan fans. We believed in the three commandments of Hogamania, you know, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, believe in yourself. For a kid, that was huge. For a kid that is disabled and has mild grade depression, that was really huge. Okay, to say, you know what, yeah, believe in yourself, you know, that was huge. So it sucks. There's no other way to say it. I don't like Hogan using that language, but anyway. So we got to move forward here, but really sad. The other thing that I found out just today was that Superfly Jimmy Snuka is battling stomach cancer. Again, that was confirmed by Bleacher Report. His wife came out and let, you know, fans know. It's really sad. I mean, this guy is amazing. I mean, he could do stuff in the ring, out of the ring, on top rope, on top of cages, that it's just like, oh my gosh, it's just death-defying. Seriously, it's amazing. So, you know, hope you get well. Hope Jimmy gets well. And, yeah. Finally, before we get to the, you know, to the good news, two last things. One is, did you see John Cena's nose on this past Monday night? I mean, that was ugly. Okay, that was just ugly. If you didn't see it, Seth Rollins challenged John Cena for the United States Championship. He caught him with the knee, and again, it wasn't intentional. You know, I think that Cena just got into it, you know, tried to really sell it too much, and I mean, he just hit, you know, full on, and massive nosebleed. I mean, the bridge's nose was just shoved offside. I mean, it was just nasty. You know, Cena finished the match. He won the match, but he's since had emergency surgery to, you know, fix the nose. So, yeah, that was just ugly. Dana White got into a Twitter war with fans saying, you know, fans saying, we all want to see the Ronda Rousey fight, but I can't because it's too cost prohibitive. WWE does it well with the $9.99, and Dana White said, well, of course they charge $9.99. Wrestling's fake. And it was on like Donkey Kong, as they say. Even Seth Rollins, the big deal in the company right now, has come out, you know, swinging, saying, well, yeah, Dana White, you know, so knowledgeable. He's been in millions of matches or thousands of matches or however he put it on Twitter, basically saying, you know, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Injuries happen. Things happen. So that's all the crappy stuff. Now, of course, The Undertaker comes back, gives me chills every time I see that man, every time I hear him. Still gives me chills. When he walked back up the entranceway, absolutely just destroying Brock Lesnar at Battleground, and he looked back, I mean, oh, I get chills just thinking of it now. I mean, it's awesome. So, we'll see what happens with SummerSlam here in the next few weeks. Also, speaking of UFC, Ronda Rousey came in to her fight the other night, and she had tons of motivation. I mean, the person that she was going up against beat up a couple of her training partners, a couple of her best friends. You know, as insult to injury, she tweeted out, "Well, after I beat Ronda, hopefully she doesn't kill herself," which is a reference apparently to Ronda Rousey's dad committing suicide. I don't know the particulars. That's whatever. But I was like, wow, harsh. She just went after this one lady and just beat her stupid. Beat her in 34 seconds, which is amazing. It was cool. She dedicated the fight to Roddy Piper. Piper said, you know, you can use the name, you know, Rowdy, you know, the nickname of, you know, of Rowdy, you know, I give you permission, which is huge. I mean, that was direct. That was awesome. So anyway, so that's what I've kind of observed over the last 8 weeks. But I just want to thank you all for listening to this program, and so we'll be back, and we'll get further on down the road towards the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. And so anyway, that is the show, and so as always, life is always better when you choose the right. Thank you very much, folks. I will see you later.